your thought today has the emphasis upon the Word. The Word. What is the Word? The Word is Jesus Christ. From the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation, it's Jesus Christ. The Word is our blueprint. It's our guide. It's all that we need as we walk down this pathway of life. I recently read where that there was a contractor who was building a structure. On the lower level, everything was going great. But when they moved up to the second floor, it seemed as though things began to fall apart. Things just wasn't coming together. The general contractor went among the gentlemen and the folks that was building the building, and he began to look over things. And he discovered that those that were working on the upper floors had the wrong blueprints, had the wrong set of plans. And when he gathered them all together, and they all got the proper plans, and they got the correct blueprint, this building began to raise. It began to be the structure that it was designed to be. Our prayer is today that we are being, we are becoming all that God would have us to be. You say, well, Brother Lynn, I desire that for my life. Dear friends, you can have it today through and by the Word. If you have your Bibles with you today and would like to turn with us, look, if you will, to the epistle of 1 Peter. We want to look today, Lord willing, at 1 Peter chapter number 2. Lord willing, for just the next few moments, we want to put a strong emphasis upon the Word and to look at this wonderful passage of Scripture that's found in the first epistle of Peter, chapter 2. Lord willing, today we're going to look at verses 5 and verse number 6. Ye also are lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore, also it is contained in the Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Oh, dear friend, as I began at the Word of God, the Lord began to remind me how that we today, as blood-bought believers, are to be the very best that we possibly can be. I tell you today, dear friend, if you have a desire to be all that you can be for the glory of God, we ask you today, we beg you today, we tell you today to put an emphasis upon the Word of God and what the Word of God can do for you and through you and about you. Oh, dear friend, in this passage of Scripture that's found in 1 Peter, in chapter number 2, you will find there that the man of God speaks about lively stones. You might say, Brother Lynn, what is lively stones? I tell you today, friends, lively stones are you and I today. We are the lively stones of the house of God. And as I began to look at that, the Lord began to bless our heart, reminding me that, praise His name, I'm a part of something. I'm a part of something good, part of something glorious, part of something spiritual. special, part of something that brings about an appearance that's very appealing to the lost, dying, and needful world. As I looked here at Peter, and I began to see here how that he, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, was applying what God would have for his life. You say, how did he do that, Brother Lynn? He did that through by the plan of God. The blueprint of the Almighty was his direction. The Word of God that blessed his heart enabled him to do what it was that the Lord would have him to do, and to be used by God in a tremendous way. Notice here, Paul, another great man of faith, tells the church at Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 2 in verse 20, are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. What's Paul saying? He's saying this, dear friends, that he, as a lively stone, has something safe, sound, and secure that can be built upon. I tell you today, friends, if the blood of Jesus Christ had been applied to your life and you're a saved, born-again believer, praise be to God, you precious stone, you are a part of the plan of God, and the Lord has a blueprint for you to follow so that you can be all you can be for the glory of the Lord. Oh, dear friends, when you look at this, Paul would state that he's built upon something special, built upon something glorious. As I thought about that, I was back in our study this morning, and we were praying and meditating over the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit began to remind me of what thus saith the Word of God in Luke 12, in verse 48. The Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. I tell you today, dear friends, God has given to us all that we need to be the lively stone that brings pleasure and brings a sense of promise to the world that's around us. You say, Brother Lynn, I need that. I want that. Dear friends, you can have it through and by the Word of God. People says, I need this and I need that. Oh, dear friends, I tell you, if you have Jesus Christ, who is the Word, who is and forever will be the living Word, praise be to God, you got it all. I'm thankful today that when I look here at the Word of God, it reminds me that I am a part of that divine plan, a living stone, a lovely stone that God has foreordained before the foundation of the world to bring honor and to bring praise to His glorious, praise His name. Oh, dear friends, when you look at this passage very closely, you can see there that the Lord had a desire for Peter to understand in 1 Peter 2, in verse number 5, that he was special and that he was blessed to bring sacrifices that was acceptable to God, that he had a job, he had a purpose, and God had a divine will for his life. Well, the same God who blessed Peter, who compelled Peter, who drove Peter, who blessed Peter, is the same God that works in and through and about, praise God, you. Through the Word, the plan that God has for us today can be found in the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He says, I need a lot. Oh, no doubt. We all do. But what we need the most is the Word. What we need to reach a lost, dying, and needful world is the Word. And here the Holy Spirit blessed old Peter to remind him that contained in the Scriptures was that precious cornerstone, that chief stone. That brought about stability. I don't know about you, but life rocks us from time to time. There is times in my life that I feel as though I'm not from pillar to post. But praise be to God, the Word of the living God can take the crooked and make it straight. And praise His glorious name can bring blessing to all. The Word. Before I was saved, I was out of sync. I was a little out of kilter. And so were you. You know, you've heard that word cattywampus. There's a lot of definitions for it, but if you look at it very closely, they all seem to point to something that's leaning this way or leaning that way. It's not really stationary. It's not really straight. His structure is just a little off. Oh, I tell you today, dear friend, there's a lot of people in the day and time in which it is that we live are just somewhat cattywampus. But I can tell you today, the Word can bring stability, and the Word can straighten, and the Word can bring about what's needed in life today. The Word. The Word that Peter was proclaiming to those receiving there in the early church, those who Paul was addressing, the same Word that was given out 2,000 years ago in the days of the early church, in the same Word that we have today for Jesus Christ, who is the Word, is the same today as He was yesterday, and praise be to God, will be forevermore. The Word. When you read where that Peter was talking about that spiritual house, he's talking about that house of God. That spiritual house of the living God that we today are a part of. You say, well, Brother Lynn, how am I a part of it? I tell you today, if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're a lively stone. You're a part of that royal priesthood required and asked of God to bring sacrifices, to bring Him honor, to bring Him praise, and to bring Him glory. You're a part of something wonderful and glorious today. I don't know if you've bought a house lately or if you've been in a housing market lately, but the term that you sometimes hear realtors speak about is curb appeal. Curb appeal. Well, what is curb appeal? Curb appeal is something that gets attention. It's something that has some attractiveness to it. It's something that draws. It's something that takes people's mindset and begins to get them to focus. Oh, I tell you today, dear friend, the spiritual house of the Almighty God has lively stones, has precious stones, has glorious stones, so that we can be a part of the glorious handiwork of the Almighty and have a curb appeal to a lost, dying, and needful world. Oh, what are we doing for the house of the living God? Are we applying the Word? Are we embracing the Word? Are we conveying the Word? Are we bringing glory to the Word? I don't know about you, but I've seen a lot of homes in my day Some looks a little better than others. No doubt you probably said, well, I like that one if they had just done this. Well, they right there just don't look too good. You see, dear friends, when this whole world sees that spiritual house of our Lord God Almighty, and sees us living stones that make up that glorious house, I tell you today, it's to be the very best that it possibly can be. And we today, as blood-bought believers, are to strive day in and day out to have a curb appeal that's appealing to the world. I don't want to be maybe off kilter. I don't want to be the one that's not appealing. I want to be a part of the glorious goodness of our Lord. How? Through and by the Word. Other people says, I got a lot of doubts. I have a lot of fears. Peter addressed an early church that was laced with fears and doubts and problems. Paul struggled with young ministers. Paul encouraged those who were lively stones who desired to apply all that God had blessed them to have. Well, the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy in chapter 2, when Paul began to speak of the path of a good soldier, he said in verse number 19, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. What Paul was saying to young Timothy, don't put off to do tomorrow what needs to be done today. You know who you are, and praise His name. You know who you belong to, and be willing to stay the course and keep the faith to bring a curb appeal to the house of our living God. When you look at your life, you see where you stand with God and what you're doing for the Word and through the Word and by the Word. Does it measure up to be something that's appealing on the house of the Almighty? You see, dear friends, if the world don't see spiritual curb appeal from you, then where are they going to see it? I pray today, friends, that when the world sees you and that the world sees me, they see people of faith that's bringing about the glorious goodness of His love to one and all. Oh, dear friends, Paul would go on and tell the church at Corinth there in 1 Corinthians in chapter 3 in verse number 11, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. What's he saying? If you're building on Him and through Him and by Him and applying the Word, all will be well. You can't improve on the best. You can't. You can't improve on perfection. And that is what Peter was declaring. That's what Paul was encouraging. That we today, friends, are part of the best. For the Bible says that we today are His workmanship. God don't make no mistakes. And when I think about old Peter, he's so ignorant, hardcore fisherman. I think about how that God took that precious stone and He began to mold it and He began to work with it. And through by the Word, old Peter began to excel. For the Bible tells us in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 2 and verse 41, that this lively stone had a curb appeal in declaring the Word, and 3,000 souls were saved.
And they looked, they seen, and they desired. It should be our heartfelt want for the world around us to desire what we have and what we're a part of. We, as brothers and sisters in Christ, part of that royal, glorious priesthood, we today are to be the catalyst that God can use to draw people in. You've heard of people still in their homes, and they'll have what's called an open house. People will come, and they'll stroll in. They'll look things over. And then when they depart, they have to make up their mind. You see, dear friend, the Lord's spiritual house, He has an open house. He is willing to receive on one and all. And I tell you today, as the spiritual doors are sprang open wide, I pray today that the Word that applies to my life and the Word that applies to your life is doing something great and glorious for the cause of Christ. Notice here what Jesus would say. He was at a place called Caesarea Philippi. Things seemed to be going very hard in the ministry of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel of Matthew, there in chapter number 16, as our Lord and His disciples up there in the country that was usually occupied by Pontius Pilate, Jesus would address His apostles and He would say to them, "Whom do men say that I am?" And a variety of answers was conveyed. Some said John the Baptist. Some say Elias. Some even mentioned Jeremiah or just one of the prophets. But then Jesus got to where the rubber met the road. Just as He does today. He said, "But whom do you say that I am?" As a lively stone, who do we say that He is? We that should have a desire in our heart to be the very best that we possibly can be, who do we say that He is? Many of us own homes, condos, apartments, and we have things that we do improvements on. I don't know, I'm not a carpenter, I'm not very much in way of skilled trade in that area, but I do know the few trips that I've made to Home Depot and Lowe's, I don't go in to buy the worst I possibly can obtain. I don't try to get the other I possibly can be. I try to get the very best that I possibly can be. Because first of all, I don't know what I'm doing. Second of all, I don't want it to look terrible. Well, I want you to understand something today, dear friend. The Lord, He knows what He's doing. And if you do it in accordance to His will, it won't be terrible. When Jesus, at Caesarea Philippi, addressed His disciples, and He said, "Whom do men say that I am?" And they gave their answers, and they gave their comment, and He addressed them by saying, "Whom do you say that I am?" And Peter, and we spoke of, and we read from his epistle just a little while ago, Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." That was appealing. Because Jesus said, "If I be lifted up, I'll draw what? All men unto me." Oh. Now notice here what Christ would say. When Peter made that proclamation, Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." The Word. The Word! Then Jesus would go on to say, speaking of that spiritual house, that spiritual building that we're all a part of, Jesus said, unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Oh, dear friend, what Christ is saying to them by the faith that we have in the living, breathing, inherent word will enable us to stand. It will enable us to thrive in the hellish world in which it is that we live. Because Jesus Christ, who is the Word, who declared the Word, He said in Matthew chapter number 7, verses 27 and verse 28, He spoke about the two structures, how that one was built upon sand and one that was built upon the Word, a solid rock. And the Bible tells us that when the rains came and things got tempest and things got out of sync, that old one that was built out of the sand, no matter how good that it looked on the outside, it had problems on the foundation. And the Bible says, great was its fall. That one, it was built on that solid rock. That solid foundation. The Bible says, in verse 27 of Matthew, chapter 7, it says, and the rain descended and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. And it fell, and great was the fall of it. It came to pass that when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. Why? Why? Because Jesus let them know very quickly that if they weren't built upon the Word, they would fall. Only through and by the Word can one stand. Only through and by the Word of God can one have that appeal. Only through and by the Word of God, then one can have that peace in our life. You say, Brother Lynn, I desire that, I want that, I need that so much. Apply the Word. The blueprint of life. People says, where can I find something that would encourage me and help me to do that very thing? Listen, the Word, the answer book for all, is in arm's reach of us all. When I think about that, and I think about how that God's master plan come together, I go no farther than the book of 1 Kings in chapter number 6 when Solomon built the temple. He didn't build it on his own merit, and he didn't build it on the know-how and knowledge of his architects and his great men of knowledge and intellect. No, he built it on the plan of God. You see, dear friends, God wants you to build on the plans that he has for you so that you can be a part of his spiritual glorious house that has an appeal to the world that is around us. I hope and pray that when people see you and they see me, they don't see us, but that they see Christ in us. And that we strive to maintain our spiritual house so that we can be the very best that we possibly can be. You don't do a little maintenance on your spiritual house or on your physical house, you know what will happen? It'll go down. It will. It'll go down. But you maintain it. You give it some TLC and you upkeep it. It'll be there for the long haul. So, Brother Lynn, how can I be there for the long haul? Through the Word of God. If you're here today and you have a desire to be the very best that you possibly can be, dear friends, I beg you today, not only are you to apply the Word, but embrace that Word. Because it is your comfort. It's your strength. Praise God, it's all you need. Let's stand to our feet.